Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you missed my setup here, what I have been explaining is what is about to blow up on November 1st. Millions of Americans across our country are about to enter the ACA exchange. We're talking about small business owners, solo, but folks that, you know, run just their own consulting company by themselves. Maybe they got a friend and it's just the two of them, whatever it is. Or early retirees, people who have never gotten any subsidies for their health insurance are about to log on and their premiums are going to explode. Of course, the people that got subsidies before, their premiums are going to explode too because no subsidy. That then bumps into, it causes an effect of healthy people exiting the health insurance market. That means the people left that are buying the insurance through the exchanges will be less healthy and there will be fewer of them. That means there's greater cost for any insurance carriers. Now, let's be clear here. Health care in the United States is broken. It doesn't work for anybody. And the for-profit health insurance carriers, man, they're gouging all of us. But let's not miss who is responsible here. It is Republicans and Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Now, when we zoom in very micro here, I'm taking the Fox Valley as an example. There were 7 insurance carriers for 2025 on the exchange. 4 of them were nonprofits. So if you want to be ticked off at insurance companies, maybe it's not the nonprofits that are basically trying to not make a penny, but just help people get insurance at the most affordable rates they can. Okay? So we got 7 of them, 3 for-profit, 4 nonprofit in Fox Valley. They all put in, before Big Brutal Bill, what their rate increases might be. The nonprofits, their rate increases were between 9 and 12% over last year's. You want to guess what the increase was for the 3 for-profits? 31 to 34%. We're talking about Anthem and United. I forget what the other one is. So huge, huge, major difference. Now, with the lawsuit that was brought by Democratic attorneys generals, one of the like stopgaps that the Trump administration was like, oh yeah, we can kill the subsidies for no reason at all just to give, you know, millions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to billionaires that don't need it and who won't notice the tax break anyways. Yeah. That problem, they responded by creating this catastrophic, well, maybe people can get this catastrophic coverage, which is basically like if you almost die in a car accident, you're good. But if you get some long-term illness or some slow-moving thing, you're not good. Like, no coverage for that. It's life-threatening stuff and nothing else. More people will exit and just buy that. So what you are having is this incredibly much more risky and smaller pool of insureds. That puts upward pressure on your premiums. Now, in the Fox Valley, one of those nonprofit insurers won't be offering health insurance. That means the 10,000 plus insureds that were covered by that carrier move onto the balance sheet of the other insurance companies. Now, 3 remaining nonprofit insurance carriers and the 3 for-profits. Because the nonprofit insurance carriers in the Fox Valley can't absorb those very, very high-risk people under the conditions that the MAGA regime has created to basically blow up the exchanges, that was always the point here. It wasn't to allow the ACA to continue. It was to kill it. It wasn't about efficiency. It was to kill the ACA to do what they could not do legislatively. Guess what's happening? 2 of those other nonprofit insurance carriers are dropping out of the exchange. Their patients, 10, 20,000 of them, now have to go to these other providers. There's only 1 nonprofit carrier that will be left standing in the ACA exchange covering the Fox Valley. What's going to happen? They're going to have to bow out because they cannot literally hemorrhage money. They're a nonprofit. They don't have to make any profits. They're not looking to do that, but they will not be able to make the actuarial, the risk math work, and they will drop out. And what will that do? It will force everybody to these for-profit health insurance companies in a healthcare system that is already broken, that the GOP and the MAGA regime has never, ever, ever proposed any solution for. Remember Trump before? Oh yeah, we got binders of ideas and things, and never a plan. People will be paying tens of thousands of dollars more if they can maybe make it work. But what is more likely to happen is that more people will be sicker and more people will die in the Fox Valley because of this. There are two solutions. The first one is that Congress refunds, reinvigorates the subsidies. That's critical. We want people to have health insurance, for crying out loud. It makes it cheaper for all of us that get it through our employers. If people don't have insurance, they show up in emergency rooms, and it drives everybody in the private sector markets. Our premiums go up. We need Congress to refund the subsidies. And in the immediate term, what we need the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, a man who has been a guest on this program, what we need him to do, and this is only the short-term fix for 2026, what we need him to do is what he doesn't want to do, I think, for, and I'm going to speculate a reason, but let me just tell you what we need him to do. I want you all to call the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, and I want you all to tell him to allow the health carriers, the insurance carriers, through the ACA to re-rate their rates for 2026. He's refusing to do so. It's going to drive all of the nonprofit carriers out of the space, leaving only those dastardly for-profit health insurance carriers left. It will cause people in this state to be sicker and to die. Call the OCI, tell them to allow the companies to re-rate. This should be a no-brainer. I'm going to have a special guest tomorrow to talk about this more. You're not going to want to miss. Senator Chris Dostler-Alfheim joins me to discuss this slow-moving catastrophe that's about to hit the fan on November 1st. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always best when we stand together.